Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. I'm Sean Sharif, alongside Cowboys insider who went to Philadelphia and all the road games, Bobby Belt. And Jerry is joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. I'm being told this could be the final Jerry interview of the season for us. KMC will have him on Friday at 10:30. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Fine, and Sean, Bobby, let's kick this old 24 out. Now, I had some good things happen, but I can't really say that we would want a retake of the 24 total season. But let's basically be proud we're sitting here on the end of 24, and let's go forward in 25.
Jerry, Bobby said that he felt like the season just started yesterday. I felt like it's been one of the longest seasons I can remember. Break the tie for us. How has it felt for you?
Well, I tell you, I live these things week to week, and I don't have anything to compare it to, the length we're talking about now. But I really like that. I focus in on the game coming up the week ahead of us. And so I don't see long seasons or short seasons. And all of them have their challenges. Each game has their challenges. We're dealing with some different roster issues every time we go to play for the week. And so I like to think that I live in the moment. It seems like yesterday when we started training camp. So it goes fast for me.
Jerry, wanted to get your first public comments in reaction to the Eagles game and your just thoughts on what happened Sunday in Philadelphia.
Well, we let it get away from us. I was pretty encouraged the way we stepped out and opened the game. And I really thought that we were playing well. And I was surprised, really, when we let that thing get away from us. And we know that once a team gets up a couple of scores on you, they really can pin their ears back, and that's what was happening. I was surprised that we didn't match up better relative to the way we were moving the ball, playing offense. Again, I like the way we started. But we let them take the air out of us there midway through that second quarter and going in at half. So I was surprised that we were in the shape we were in as we entered the third quarter.
Jerry, you know we're always comparing ourselves here and in Philadelphia to each other. Yesterday, Steven touched on the way that they've built their team. What are your overall thoughts on the Eagles, the way that they've built it, and their possibility as a playoff and Super Bowl contender?
Well, I've got a lot of respect for that team this year, and I thought they did pretty well the other day with that with their backup quarterback. And of course, we think a lot of their starting quarterback. And I like what they've done. They've got some big guys on the front, big defensive linemen, and they've got a real solid offensive front. If you look at our best years, and you look at, let's say, Dak Prescott's best years, it's when he's had outstanding line for offensive line. And so I'm envious of any team that I see that's uniform across the board playing good football. And that makes a big difference. But the good news is I think that is one of our strengths going forward. We've got some young guys. They've played a lot this year. They'll be much better next year, and that'll be a nice complement to what we expect from Dak and what we expect from our offense.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, how do you compare the roster construction? Because A lot of people say, okay, well, Philly, they have paying a lot of people and they still trying to go for it and add here and there with Howie Roseman a lot of times in the media and the press. How do you, to answer the Steven question from yesterday, compare the way both y'all have done it?
Oh, I think they've are at a time where they're paying the quarterback now, and they've spent some money to put this team together right now, and they've spent some cap. And this is a good time for them to hit it because they've got a lot invested in this team. I for sure make comparisons with the cap status around the league with where they've got room to grow the cap, where they've got to really get in and look at losing some guys and replace them with younger guys. So I do that all the time and observe every club very carefully and let that go over and apply to us. And where we spend our money. That's why that we reared back and put the money in Dak this year. That's why we reared back and put the money in Lamb this year. We know they were cornerstones of now and in the future.
Jerry, the sentiment from the media and fans now seems to have shifted that Coach McCarthy is going to return. Your thoughts on how much of your mind you've made up or whether you've made the decision on Mike?
Yeah, I don't have any comment this morning other than what you just said. And I think the fan sentiment has shown that Mike's certainly got the kind of coaching background and coaching success that would make him a very qualified coach in the NFL. So all of that's there. What I'm not going to do this morning is to get into any indication one way or the other that I'm not interested in having Mike back. I don't want that to be the case at all. And we've got this game ahead of us, but I'll assure you that I have been for weeks thinking about how we go forward after this season.
Jerry, you know, there were, irrespective of your own thought about it and how your decision-making process is there, there were four separate reports over the weekend from national reporters that said other NFL teams will be interested in Mike McCarthy as a head coaching candidate. Are you confident that Mike wants to be back in Dallas?
Well, I feel good about Mike McCarthy, and the main thing is that I like the job that he's done. It's unfortunate we've had the year that we've had, but I feel good about Mike.
Jerry, do you feel like you've learned more about Mike McCarthy as a coach this season with all of the injuries and tough circumstances than maybe you even learned about him during the 12-5 run?
Well, I think you really get a deep dive into anyone that when they're dealing with a controversy.
Jerry, with so many of...
Today.
Sorry, Jerry, we lost you for a second. Oh, no, not today. Peyton, try to reconnect. Not today.
No.
but he said he did not want to go one way or the other in terms of talking about Mike's future. And then what about a timeline? What about the options that are out there as possible replacements?
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get him back connected. Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Yeah, I'm honestly not surprised. We were talking about that earlier. We wondered how much he might be willing to talk about it. He's setting clear he's not prepared to talk about that right now. He wants to look at some different things. And you know, there's a lot that's gonna need to be decided on, not just with McCarthy. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be decided with assistants and personnel department and players, and this is a could be a very big period of change for them.
And normally the timeline, it feels like, at least it did with Garrett, that Jerry is not interested in conforming with anyone else's timeline. He loves to say, it's not on my schedule. He has his own schedule. We all thought that Jason, the Jason news, was going to happen much earlier than it actually did. you know, what is the timeline here on not just Mike, but all these other assistants? Mike Zimmer yesterday, very, very emotional in his press conference. He's on a one-year deal. I mean, we know the number of one-year deals that are out there. What else did you take from Zim yesterday?
I mean, Zim, I think that there's a sincere period of reflection for Mike Zimmer himself. That I think he's trying to figure out. This seemed like a job that when he talked about, man, I had loss with my family, different things. This seemed like a comfortable job that I needed to come back to and continue to press through for my son, Adam Zimmer, who had passed away a couple years ago. And he got very emotional about it. But I think that there's a chance that I think this year could have been, all right, I did what I needed to do. I came back. I put a bow on it. I finished out my career. I didn't end on that note. And I came home to do it. And so I wouldn't be stunned. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but I wouldn't be stunned if maybe Mike Zimmer says, that's enough football. I've been around for enough and done enough here that I'm satisfied.
Nick Harris tweeted out the recap of Zim yesterday. He walked off the podium holding back tears, explaining why his son was a big reason why he came back into the season, said he had no feelings really about his contract status, said someone has to want you in order to return in 2025, wished he had done things his way earlier in the season, and calls it the biggest regret of the year. The full quote, I wish that when I came in, I did everything the way I wanted it done. That was probably the struggles at the beginning. I was just doing things I was uncomfortable with. So I had to do what I had to do. I've said it to some of the coaches. You come in and here was the situation. They were good last year, right? So I don't really want to come in and rock the boat. I wasn't as tough as I typically am. I probably wasn't as hard-headed about how I do things is the best way to say it. That's what I regret the most.
Yeah, and they all the coordinators yesterday took really long media availabilities to the point that it almost kind of made you look and go, are they sensing like this might be my final time talking in front of them and to you know, get a thought out there or to address something that maybe they've been a little more reserved about or be reflective. And so I think everybody's aware of that. Look, Mike said it yesterday, that has been a challenge for them this year, has been the contract situations for everybody on the staff and not having that certainty. And that's been something that has caused not issues, but mentioned, it's been a challenge. It's something you have to overcome.
All right, let's get Jerry Jones back on here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, we got a little bit disconnected there. You were talking about Coach McCarthy.
We sure did. I apologize. Yeah. And listen, you probably didn't hear the rest of my answer, but you learn a lot during adverse times, challenging times. You learn a lot about yourself. But certainly you learn how it is to work with someone. And yes, it's been that kind of year. I learned a lot, as much as I knew about Jimmy Johnson when we first got involved with the Cowboys. I learned a lot more when we won one football game and it was all good. And you got to be able to operate go forward when times get tough. It's a perfect, the game is about that. So yes, I've learned a lot.
Jerry, with so many of your coaches, not just Mike, but with so many of your coaches out of contract being in next week, how quickly do you feel you need to make decisions on those contracts?
I'm not under any unusual time frame at all.
Jerry, Mike yesterday was talking about the situation. He also declined to speak on his status specifically, but he did say that this year has been a challenge in terms of the contracts of the coaching staff, not having that certainty. Do you think those contract situations have presented any distractions for you guys this year?
No. I think in regular life, away from coaching, you have most of us that operate without a guaranteed contract for the next year. And that's to me, I've seen people do better as well when they don't have a contract. Very few people have guaranteed contracts, whether you are successful or not going forward in this world.
Jerry, you know, you've mentioned to us earlier this season, very reflective, and I think it's been really interesting to hear you talk about how you regretted the firing of Wade Phillips in the middle of the season. And I know you've also reflected and said, I wish I wouldn't have let Chan Gailey go after two seasons. So those are examples where you regretted taking action too quickly. Have you ever regretted waiting too long on a move with a coach?
No, I haven't. Just have not.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, last one on Coach, and it's the number one fan sentiment, so I wanted to relay it from our listeners. If you guys decide to remain consistent next year and bring Coach back, how do you see that as something to inspire the fan base that things could be different in terms of getting closer to a Super Bowl with basically the same set of star players and the same coach?
Well, first of all, I think that we're going to have a more seasoned and, frankly, a more talented because of that experience offensive line. I think we ought to all focus on having Dak back in terms of being back with his health and able to execute. And so I think starting right there, and then you look at having C.D. Lamb, those are real points going forward that we've made a big commitment in and will serve us well. And we've got every reason to think that we'll be successful there because of our past with them. We started off a little rough early this year, but that'll be pretty easily identified as to how that happened and why that happened. So I think that's going to be good. I think we've got a good chance to have a lot of the injured players that we've not had on defense. And you put all those back. Hopefully you've got to look at it this way. You won't be without Micah for four or five ball games. When I look at where we are at our talent level, I feel real good that we've got the nucleus of a team that can compete. And so that's a lot to look at. A lot of time you don't have the veteran quarterback. That's why we have him, because he's a veteran quarterback, won a lot of games. So all of that lends to a positive outlook for me. To me, this year was really a surprise. Again, I've said that I think I've taken full responsibility for maybe thinking we were going to be able to take the younger guys in the offensive line and develop the kind of protection and the kind of run game that we needed on offense. And then don't know, and this is not an excuse, but we've sure been without a lot of the year, a lot of our strength on defense, which was some key corners and those pass rushers. And we've had a real down year with the health situation on our pass rushers.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and Bobby. It is your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, does the thought of like major changes, is that an uncomfortable thing? You're always talking about your football life. You don't have time to have a bad time. Do you think that contributes to thinking, all right, continuity and consistency is the way? It's too uncomfortable, too many unknowns for like big major changes versus keeping things pretty much the same?
Well, it's your definition of a major change. If you have somebody come in and have a great year at a position, and especially the impactful positions that you have, which is pressure on the other quarterback or basically get without a stalwart in the middle, just having them there when they weren't there the year before is major change. What you may be referring to is new faces, rather than a face that we started the year off with or that we didn't start the year off with in case of Williams, our pass rusher, Sam. So my bottom line is that I think we can have major change as far as the team is concerned with many of the people we were counting on that didn't play this year or because of injury. And then I think we're going to have a good chance to do some of the things that we wanted to do with our schemes that we didn't get accomplished this year. Those types of things will be major changes in the pro sports, in the NFL, which when you have players under contract, and you have them for several years, then that pretty much restricts you from changing. That's one of the good things about having the flexibility when you don't have contracts. But so all of that cuts both ways. But I think our fans can look forward to the kinds of things that a healthy Prescott, a protected Prescott able to really have the complementary football that Mike talks about, the run game complementing the passing game. I think we can have that. And I sure think we can have some of those players that we didn't have for the most part this year on defense that will really help us out. And we'll add some new faces as well. But that will, in terms of numbers, you've got your contracts in place that are there. You've got a lot of them are out of contracts. And so that's where you'll have some flexibility if you want it.
Jerry, I don't know if you got a chance to catch Coach Zimmer yesterday at his press conference. He was very emotional and reflective. But he basically said, I would have done things a little bit different to start off the season. What do you make of Coach Zimmer's comments? Even if you didn't hear him, I'm sure you guys have talked about that stuff behind the scenes.
I don't believe that I've ever seen anyone that is any more confident within himself and should be than Mike Zimmer. He's been there and done that. And when he reflects back and said, if I had that to do over again, I would do it differently, that's telling it like it is. Nothing wrong with that. Some of the very best people in coaching I've ever been around are the most candid about, I did that different wrong, I'd do that again, I'd do it differently. That's who you want to be in the foxhole with.
Jerry, how would you feel about Trey Lance getting the opportunity to start this final game of the season?
Well, I don't know that at all. I don't want to speak to what we're going to do for a lot of reasons. I'm real pleased with how Rush has played very much. So all of that needs to be taken into consideration. A little rough outing that we had there against Philadelphia, but we'll see what the day brings there. But I know this, we'll be doing some things that probably are in the best interest of our team going forward.
Jerry, you've talked a lot about, the decisions that you have to make and that you're evaluating with your coaching staff and with players, too, that are pending free agents. We haven't talked a lot about personnel, potentially. Will McClay mentioned in January that he was entering the final year of his deal as well. Are you evaluating Will McClay's future with the organization at all as part of your outlook?
You know, we have in all of our organization, we have people's agreements, if you will, their contracts. We have them come up. I prefer much shorter contracts than probably the people involved would like to have. And I do that because that's pretty impactful when you can't move because of contract. And so I like to have the flexibility and comfortable with them. So we'll be have been and will be no one thinks will draft in terms of organizing. What a lot of people don't realize is Will's main job is organizing the scouts that we have out.
Jerry, we're losing you a little bit. Step to your right. Is that a bloop?
Okay, guys.
There we go.
But I'm actually – okay, there you go. But so we'll just see how that works too.
Well, Jerry, we'll let you go with that then. Thank you for answering all the coaching status questions. This was the number one most memorable Jerry Jones interview year of my career. So thank you for putting up with it throughout a tough season, and we look forward to the next one.
All right, guys. We've got a lot of living ahead of us. Let's enjoy every day.
Happy New Year. Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Could there be a more perfect way to end the final Jerry interview of the season than that right there? Let's react to all the chaos. Final hour, Tolo Tuesday. Bobby's already slamming his headphones down. We're back after this on The Fan.